Participants in an IEA organized debate on the country's energy crisis have unanimously upheld the need for efficiency and conservation of energy. To them, the recent energy crisis could be ameliorated if consumers use electricity wisely. Mary Atule now brings you the details.
Speaker after speaker lamented the havoc the energy crisis is causing the economy, stressing the need for the utility agencies to up their game in order to restore public confidence in them. In a presentation, the Director of Policy and Planning at the Energy Commission, Michael Opam, emphasized the need for medium-term to long-term plans to enhance power generation. He mentioned strong transmission systems, efficient distribution networks, and adequate generation capacity must exceed demand. Mr. Opam stressed that the energy sector is a capital-intensive venture, therefore more funds should be injected into it to achieve the desired results. To an energy expert, Ishmael Ejekumhini, the country has not learned useful lessons from the four previous energy crises that were experienced. He said energy issues require time to work out, therefore resulting to quick fixes rather drain the economy in monetary terms. Mr. Ejekumhini wondered why governments all these years refused to be guided by the National Strategic Plan on Energy. He warned that if the rains are not heavy this year, the electricity crisis will worsen next year and beyond. The chairman of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Mines and Energy, Dr. Kwabena Donko, urged Ghanaians to face the reality and do away with politics, saying the energy crisis is affecting every citizen irrespective political affiliation.
Our attorneys do not know NDC and they do not know NPP. We are in this together. Rather than always firefighting, my appeal to Ghanaians is that we should take a long-term view of exactly what we want out of power. We must have a strategic vision. We've gotten into this crisis because we went to sleep. We don't seem to have a strategic national plan, a national agenda. What do we want to do with power? Our population is doubling almost every 20 years. We need to create the jobs. We need to create the industrial base. We need to move to higher income status as a nation. And we can't do any of this without sustainable, cheap power.
Mary Atule filed that report.